This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Greenpeace India has indicated it may close within 1 month due to absence of funds for staff salaries after the Indian government froze its funds. The organization has called on the Home Minister to admit the freeze as a reaction to the success of its campaigns. In 1968, 425,000 homes were built in Britain. By 2013, the number built was 137,000. Much of the decline has been public. Many are citing the housing shortage now as a political issue. EU Competition Commissioner told legislators she is examining trade union allegations that McDonald's avoided paying more than 1 billion euros in corporate taxes in Europe between 2009 and 2013. A three-judge panel for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit ruled that the USA Patriot Act cannot be legitimately interpreted to permit the systematic gathering of domestic calling records. In a large continuing study of upward mobility based at Harvard, commuting time has emerged as the single strongest factor in the odds of escaping poverty. The longer an average commute in a given county, the worse the chances of low-income families there moving up the ladder. 4,430 lawsuits under the Americans with Disabilities Act reached federal court in 2014, an increase of 63%. A ranking of the gang of presidential candidates on the Republican side by The Economist magazine is helpful. A-list, Jeb Bush, Mark Rubio, and Wisconsin's William Walker. Insurgents, Texas Cruz and Rand Paul. Dark horses, John Kasich, Chris Christie, and Rick Perry, all governors. Publicity only, Santorum, Huckabee, Trump, Bolton, Peter King, and Ben Carson. Job hunters for a future administration, Bobby Jindal, Christina Farina, and New York's ex-Governor Pataki. No hope, Lindsey Graham, and a much of others. Study has found manicurists in New York area are routinely underpaid and exploited and endure ethnic bias and other abuse. That's likely the situation everywhere. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel hopes to assign the position of foreign minister to Isaac Herzog of the center-left Zionist Union to expand the razor-thin one-vote majority government he just formed with right-leaning parties. Herzog was his primary opponent in the recent election. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.